Israeli air and ground forces have attacked Syria's Golan Heights. Tel Aviv says it's retaliating for the death of an Israeli teenager who was killed in the occupied Golan Heights on Sunday. Israeli security forces said the death was apparently caused by a mortar shell fired from Syria. The UN chief has expressed concern over Israel's mass arrests of Palestinians in the occupied West Bank over the past days. During a phone conversation with Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu, Ban Ki-moon also expressed worries about the increased restrictions by Tel Aviv on the movement of Palestinians. The Israeli premier slammed a decision by the U.S. Presbyterian Church to divest from three companies that provide supplies to Israeli forces and settlers. On Friday, the church voted to pull $21 million out of Caterpillar, Hewlett-Packard, and Motorola Solutions. Sunni clerics have held a rally in the Pakistani city of Karachi in protest of actions by Takfiri extremists. The protesters blamed U.S. policies in the Middle East for the current insurgency plaguing Iraq and Syria. They also slammed Saudi Arabia for backing the militants. In Iraq, ISIL militants have reportedly taken control of crossings into Syria and Jordan. The takeover of the border posts in Anbar province comes a day after the capture of another crossing in the town of Ra'im. The Takfiri militants have seized four western towns since Friday. Hamas officials have warned of another direct confrontation with Israel. The movement spokesman said Israel's continued settlement activities and economic hardships have brought Palestinians closer to a third intifada or uprising. And another Hamas official also warned Tel Aviv against committing any, quote, stupid act against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Kosovo police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at ethnic Albanians in the town of Mitrovica. The demonstrators set fire to police cars in protest of the closure of the main bridge by ethnic Serbs. For the past 3 years, at least 6 policemen and 10 protesters were injured there. South Korean troops have tightened the noose on a runaway soldier. The drafty sergeant, known as Yim, killed 5 of his comrades and wounded 7 others in a grenade and gun attack at a border outpost with North Korea. He was due to be discharged from service in September.